The third to the last book in the Old Testament, Haggai, Zechariah, then Malachi. The second chapter in your Scofield Bible, page 963. We'll be reading the first seven verses of Haggai's second chapter. The text verses are the fifth through the seventh verses. However, we'll read responsively the verses 1 through 7. Let's stand, please. All of us standing for the reading of God's Word. In the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And let's read together also the seventh verse. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. We need what you have for us. Help us to realize the urgency of the hour and to be careful to listen. O Holy Spirit, fill this place. Fill us with the desire to hear. Fill the preacher with thy power. In Jesus' name, amen.
I rarely ever give way to a season. Very seldom that I ever bring an Easter message on Easter Sunday morning or a Christmas message on Christmas Sunday. And yet I felt led of the Holy Spirit this week to speak this morning rather unusual kind of a message. It's called Welcome Christmas 1982. This may or may not be the only time that I'll mention Christmas in my preaching. I don't know. But I think we need this year more than we normally need Christmas time. I think this old country needs today more than she needs in the normal year Christmas time. So I want everybody to give me your attention. Listen carefully to what I have to say. As I speak, the kind of message to which you'll have to listen intently all the way through. I have no intentions of entertaining you this morning, though I do not think it is wrong if I would. I have no intentions of using any dynamics this morning to keep your attention, though I certainly at times do try. This morning, I simply want to tell you in several different ways why I think we need, as a country, Christmas this year. I want to speak on the subject, Welcome Christmas 1982. The prophet Haggai called our Savior the desire of the nations. The desire of the nations. Now, Holy Spirit, come into this place. Be thou my leader and my fullness. As for these moments, I speak, and give me, please, the attention of all the people in a sweet and precious way. Amen. It has been approximately 1982 years since that marvelous event that transpired and changed the world like no other event the world has ever seen. the birth of the Christ child. All because of one child born of poor parents in an obscure nook of a small country, without a sword, without a pen, divided the story of man into before and after. In that little manger lay one who was to change the moral climate of the earth, influence all the earth dwellers yet to come. He was to bring hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, comfort to the bereaved, lift to the fallen. Because of that little child, in that quaint setting, about 1982 years ago, Montgomery Ward enlarged its workforces for this season. Sears and Roebuck has increased its orders. The world's economy has been stimulated. Schools dismiss for several days. Airline seats are booked for months in advance. Hotels have been reserved full for weeks and weeks. Highways are jammed. Homes are decorated. The rolling stones, thank God, give way to joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Crowded shopping centers. Here, for a change, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. And because of that little child in that quaint setting, I'm talking about the manger. I'm talking about the shepherds watching their flocks by night. I'm talking about the angels singing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I'm talking about wise men coming from the east and bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm talking about Mary Lay bringing forth her firstborn son and wrapping him in swaddling clothes and laying him in a manger. I'm talking about the shepherds coming to see him and the wise men following the star. I'm talking about no room in the inn because of the events of that night when Mary and Joseph came to be taxed according to the custom and the law of the land. I'm talking about that little event that took place almost 2,000 years ago. Hatred takes a Selah. People smile that normally don't smile. People are cheerful who are normally crabby. All because of Christmas. We need you. Christmas, 1982. We may never have needed you like we need you now. We need you to remind us that there is still hope in a world that seems hopeless. We need you, Christmas 1982, to remind us that there's still a light in a world that seems darkened. We need you, Christmas 1982, to remind us that there's still salvation in a world that's lost. We need you, Christmas 1982, to remind us that there's freedom in the world that's enslaved. We need you, Christmas 1982, to remind us that there's righteousness in an age of sin. We need you, Christmas 1982, to remove from our minds 10% unemployment. We need you to help us forget for a season the B-1 bomber and the MX missile. We need you, Christmas 1982, to help us to forget for a season the recession and cyanide lace capsules and the Falkland Islands and the Afghanistan problem and Poland and inflation and the blowing up of Washington Monument. Never has been a day when our country needs for a season to turn her eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and let the things of this earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That time is December 1982. Thank you, Christmas 1982, for rescuing us for a moment from the tyranny of things and for the temporary giving us a brief time of hope and for reminding us that one day the government
will be upon his shoulders. Thank you for turning our attention from the heathen books of the bookshops. To unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Thank you for turning us from Playboy and Penthouse and the vulgarity and filth of the average television program for a season
to his name shall be called Wonderful, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Thank you for reminding us of Christmas 1982 that day will come. Welcome, eternal child, with your cradle endlessly rocking. Thank you for annually restoring our faith in almost forgotten dreams, for putting a smile on the clerk's face, for placing a softness in the operator's voice, for putting a song on the postman's lips, for pointing us to the Christmas story, the biography of pity, those memoirs of love, and that sovereignty of grace. And thank you, Christmas 1982, for turning our attention once again to unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Thank you for reminding us of shepherds and wise men in swaddling clothes, and Mary, Joseph, and Anna, and Simeon, and Bethlehem, and the manger, and the star in the east, and the angels, and holly, and Christmas trees, and fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. And poinsettias, thank you that this one season of the year, when in the vulgarest store people can hear the strains of Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. And thank you, in a world of sadness and heartache and sorrow, there's one season where all men can hear joy to the world. The Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Thank you, there's one season of the year when Jesus is talked about. Maybe not seriously, but talked about. Thought about. Maybe not reverently, but thought about. Sung about. Maybe not purposefully, but sung about. Thank you for that season of the year. Call Christmas. And Christmas, if we ever needed you, we need you today. If this old world ever needed the Christ child she needs in this morning. If our old country ever needed to see God incarnate, clothed upon with human flesh. If this old country ever needed to see, for unto us a child is born, the Savior's come, joy in the world. This old country rocks and reels today and doesn't know that the need she has and the answer for her problems lies in that little manger of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Welcome, Christmas 1982. You will not be as welcome as you once were. You will meet the likes of Madeline Murray O'Hare, Christmas 1982. You will not be welcome in our schools this year. Jesus, child of Bethlehem. Jesus, first begotten of the Father. Jesus, son of Mary. Jesus, Savior of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the way. Jesus, the truth. Jesus, the life. Jesus, wonderful. Jesus, Rose of Sharon. Jesus, Lily of the Valley. Jesus, fairest of 10,000. Jesus, you will not be very welcome this year. You will not be welcome in our schools. Our children will not be able to mention your name in their plays. You'll not see little excited girls wearing angels' wings this year in our schools. Jesus, you'll not see little boys wearing bathrobes saying, "Where is the Christ child?" Jesus, you'll not see a manger with somebody's little doll there representing you. You'll not see that this year, for you're not as welcome as you once were. There was a day when you were welcome in our schools, and every school had a Christmas program about you, and boys and girls sang the carols. But because of Madeline Murray O'Hare and the weak-kneed, yellow-spined Supreme Court, you'll not be welcome this year. Get out of our schools. Get out of our colleges. Get out of our universities. You'll not be welcome this year. Whiskey will, but you won't. Adultery will, but you won't. Coeducational dormitories will, but you won't. Profanity will, but you won't. Rock music will, but you won't. So Christmas 1982, I won't apologize to you. I wish you're welcome like you used to be. But there's still some places where you're welcome, Jesus. There's still some places. There's still some people that love to sing Silent Night, The First Noel, Joy of the World. There's still some people that love you and exalt you and believe you and preach your word and read your word and talk to you and have faith in you. If our country ever needed you, we need you this Christmas. Most of our preachers will call your Mary an adulteress and your Savior an illegitimate child. And we're sorry you'll not be as welcome as you once were, but we need you Christmas 1982. Welcome Christmas. Matthew saw thee and saw a king. Mark saw thee and saw a servant. Luke saw thee and saw the Son of Man. John saw thee and saw the Son of God. John Milton saw thee and saw the Nativity. Elizabeth Browning saw thee and saw the motherly heart of Mary. Sidney Lanier saw thee and saw the wise men. Oliver Wendell Holmes saw thee and saw the boy in the temple. Micah saw thee and saw a city. Isaiah saw thee and saw the virgin born Son of God, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. John the Baptist saw thee and saw the Lamb of God, and John the Beloved saw thee and saw the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When I see thee, I see you, Jesus, as God, the very God of gods and King of kings and Lord of lords, condescending to come to earth and be wrapped in the gift wrapping of human flesh, to be alone when you didn't have to be alone, to be tired when you are our rest, to be hungry when you are our bread of life, to be thirsty when you are our living water, to have no place to lay your head when you are our abode. I see you as God incarnate, and don't miss it this year. All you see, a little baby in a manger, that's not the real Christmas story. All you see, shepherds watching their flocks by night, that's not the real Christmas story. When you see gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh laid upon an altar, that's not the Christmas story. The Christmas story is for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He who was rich became poor, that we through His poverty might become rich. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's the Christmas story. I see those chubby and dirty hands in that manger, and I see in a few years nails piercing them. I see that pinkish brow in that manger. And I see in a few years a crown of thorns pulled down upon it. I see that little body in that manger. And in a few years I see a spear piercing that little side. I hear your little cry in the manger like any other baby would cry. And I hear in a few years that cry becoming, I thirst. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? I see that tender back in the manger, and I see it in a few years being beaten by the cat of nine tails beyond recognition. O Christ of Christmas, if the world just knew that she desires you. The prophet Haggai wrote and said, He's the desire of the nations, and someday the desire of the nations shall come. Mr. Castro doesn't know it, but he desires the Christ of Bethlehem. Mr. Andropov doesn't know it, but he desires the Christ of Bethlehem. The dark-skinned woman at the banks of the Nile this morning, with that little baby that she just gave birth to, whom she just gave birth, tossing that little baby into the Nile River, her God, trying to appease her God. She doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. But she's desiring the Christ of the manger and the Christ of the cross. That chanting Jew bellowing at the wailing wall this morning doesn't realize it. But the Jesus whose name he won't mention is the Jesus he desires and doesn't realize it. That American civilized pagan counting his beads this morning doesn't know it. But what he wants is Jesus. That's the sad thing about this old sin-cursed world. Those that curse him want him and don't know it. Those that hate him, love him and don't know it. Those that reject him, need him and don't know it, that want him and don't know it. He's the desire of all the nations. The Ayatollah Khomeini with their meaningless ritual. The Hare Krishna with his zealous stubble. The pursuing Mohammedan bowing toward his Mecca. And the hippie with a needle nearing his arm. All desire you, Jesus, and don't know it. And there's not a person in this room this morning that doesn't have a desire for Jesus. Everybody, and oh, you say, I don't believe it. You don't believe it, but you don't know it. There's something inside the breast of every single creature of God who's called human. There's something inside the breast of every alcoholic and drunkard. There's something inside the breast of everybody who danced at the disco last night. There's something inside the breast of everybody with a quivering hand approaching a quivering arm with a needle full of that which will destroy his reason. There's something inside of every man that will not be satisfied till he finds the Christ of Bethlehem. We need you this Christmas, Jesus. We don't know it, but we need you. Hurry. Hurry. Christmas 1982, we need you quickly. We need you now. We don't need you 2 weeks from now. We need you with your peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We need you with your cheer. We need you with your joy. We need you with your... Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. We need you with your first Noel. Hark the herald angels sing. Come all ye faithful, silent night. Joy to the world, away in a manger. Sweet little Jesus, boy, we need you. Come quickly. Christmas 1982. You well may have never been needed as we need you now. Country of insecurity. A country of fear. A country without direction. A country without leadership. A country without courage. A country without a soul. A country without righteousness. A country without peace. A country of hate. A country of unrest. A country of insecurity. We need the Christ of Christmas this year like we've never needed him. But please, Christmas 1982, don't leave us this time. Don't leave us to return to hatred, to self-will, to hurt feelings, to frowns, to selfishness, to greed, to unholy music, to profaning the name of Christ, to secularism, to the cold winter chill of sin. Don't leave us 2 weeks from yesterday. Don't leave us Christmas. Don't leave us with that empty feeling on Christmas night. May we capture you and live for others all year long. May we capture you and know the joy of giving 365 days. May we capture you and forget our hurt feelings. May we capture you and forget our own needs. So that for 365 days we can have giving and singing and love and joy and sharing and smiling and kindness and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Sometime during the Christmas season, lay aside Charles Dickens. Lay aside 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
sometime during the Christmas season, lay aside the Christmas tree and the cookies and the candy and the menu and the holly and the mistletoe and the wreath and the lights and the shopping.
Sometime during the Christmas season, lay aside
the cards and the writing and the trips.
Sometime during the Christmas season, lay aside the turkey and the dressing. Lay aside the tinsel and the balls and the ornaments. Sometime during the Christmas season, lay aside the poinsettia and the holly and the fir. Sometime during the Christmas season, lay it aside.
Take up your Bible. Turn to Luke chapter. And read about shepherds watching their flocks by night. And read about the angelic choir coming from heaven to present the first Christmas cantata as they sang to those humble shepherds on those hills of Judea. Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto us a Savior is born. And read it. Read about Joseph and Mary.
Read it! Read it!
Read about the taxing. Read it.
Read about the hotel, the inn being filled. Read it!
Read about the manger and the swaddling clothes and Mary and Joseph and the birth of the Savior. And the star in the east, and the wise men. Just read it. And thank God, there still is a Christmas. And what this old world doesn't know is the Christ of Christmas is what she needs. Mr. Reagan, what we need is Jesus.
Supreme Court! What we need is Jesus.
The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunrise at noonday, His glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, it is shining for thee. Sweetly the light is dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see the light. Of the world is Jesus. That's what we need, Mr. Reagan. That's what we need, Mr. Senators. That's what we need, Mr. Congressman. That's what we need.
We need. We haven't got the needs of a balanced budget like we have the need of America falling on her knees at the manger of Bethlehem
and worshiping Him that came to be our Savior, our God, and our King. We need once again to sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Joy to sing it, the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature. And so, we welcome you, Christmas 1982. We need you very badly. And to those this morning in this room who've never come to the Christ of Bethlehem, you may have come to the manger, but not the one in the manger. You may have come to the city, but not the one of the city. You may have come to the baby, but not the living Christ. The need for your life today. You will find when you look in that little manger and see a cross and look at those little hands and see prints of nails and look at those little feet and see the weary trek up Calvary and look at that little back and see a cross burdening it down and look at that little body and see a spear and that little brow and see a crown of thorns. You'll find you. Problems solved, your questions answered, and your search satisfied when you turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and I'll guarantee you, the things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Our Heavenly Father,